I was not a disinterested spectator because I was the bombing officer of the 15 Sikhs. And there was an idea at that time, which I think was wrongly conceived, really, that any ground you won must be held at all costs. And sure enough, the CO came on the phone. And he said, hello, boy. You called me. I was the junior. And I said, hello, sir. I said, I know what you're going to say. And he said, well, do you think you can do it? And I said, well, frankly, no. I've just seen two other people try, and they vomit in. I can't really see why we should be any better, but of course, if I'm ordered to do it, I will. He said, don't do anything. Eustace, I'm going to get on to the brigadier and tell him it's not on. Well, I knew exactly what the answer was going to be, and the CO came on the phone, and he was in tears. And he said, terribly sorry, boy, he said, the brigadier has great confidence in you, and he says you must have a shot at it. I went down to the company commander, who was a great martinet, and I said that I'd been ordered to do this, and I wanted a party of 10 men from his company with bombs and ammunition. And he said, no, no, it's murder. You must refuse to do it. And I said, well, you can't do that. And he said, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to call for volunteers. And he said, no man will go with you. They've all seen. So I called for volunteers, and the proudest moment of my life was every man said he wanted to go. So I picked out 10 men. We dropped over the parapet at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in full view.